Number 27, right at the entrance of Comesa Exhibition Village. Or give us a call on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile, for today's best technology. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Government urged to diversify shareholding in parastatals. 82% ARV stock level as ZAMSA reassures public of stable supply. Kenya sweeping alcohol control plan sparks anger.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Bokwima Timothy Jilala. Member of the Parliamentary Committee on Parastatal Bodies, Muritana Koka, has called on the government to broaden its diversification of shareholding in parastatal institutions beyond the Zambia National Building Society. Mr. Nakoka believes that diversifying shareholding in other parastatal bodies could make them more profitable and efficient. The government recently approved a Class A issuance for ZNBS, reducing its ownership from 100% to 51% and opening remaining shares to the private individuals. Mr. Anakoka suggests that this model could be applied to other parastatal institutions to improve their performance.
That has been in existence, I think, since 1974. Now, the primary purpose for which it was set up was to mobilize resources so that they can finance or they can provide housing loans, basically to give mortgage, property mortgages. And the idea was to enable citizens access slightly cheaper mortgages for purposes of building their own housing units. And as you know, right now Zambia has got a very big deficit of housing stock, meaning that the cost of accommodation has become pretty high for many, many young new entrants on the housing market.
The Zambia Must Prosper Party has called on the government to take immediate action to address the grievances of small-scale miners in Chingola. Party President Kelvin Bwalyafuwe has stated that the government should engage small-scale miners in dialogue to resolve issues fairly and review all foreign mining agreements to ensure that the Zambians have equitable access to resource ownership and benefit. And Mr. Bwalya has demanded that the government review all foreign mining agreements to ensure that Zambians benefit from their natural resources. He says the party believes that the current agreements have led to exploitation and marginalization of the local people. The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, has reassured the public, healthcare providers, and stakeholders that the national stock level of antiretroviral medicines currently stands at a stable and satisfactory 82%. Agency Senior Manager Corporate Communications Bradley Chingobe says the level of stock availability reflects the strength and resilience of ZAMSA's supply chain system, which continue to support the uninterrupted provision of life-saving ARV therapy to patients across the country. Mr. Chingobe has stated that ZAMSA maintains over 3 months' worth of ARV stock with national reserves, with ARVs being deployed systematically to over 3,500 health facilities nationwide to ensure continuous and equitable access to treatment for all individuals living with HIV.
The general populace, stakeholders, and healthcare workers, that we do have a stable availability of antiretroviral drugs at Central Warehouse sitting at 82%. All metrics at ZAMSA indicate that we do have over 3 months' worth of stocks of antiretroviral drugs within our Central Warehouse level, and therefore this means that we do have significant amounts of stock and no facilities should encounter out-of-stock situations.
Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Sylvia Masewa, has announced that the government will work towards a fair and transparent resolution in the Mulowezi Ward eviction situation. Speaking in Parliament this afternoon, Ms. Masewa says a meeting was held with foreign investor involved who has agreed to surrender part of the land occupied by government properties to relevant authorities. Ms. Masewa says the investor has clarified that he has no intention to evict the approximately 10,000 people living on the 402,000 hectare piece of traditional land. She says the investor has also agreed to allow residents to continue living on the land without seeking compensation.
My senior staff and I had a meeting with the new investor, including the receiver of the Zambezi Sawmill Company, at my office. From the discussions we had, it was established that the new investor was willing to hive off part of the land on which all government properties were sitting within the subdivision A of farm number 946 and to surrender them to the relevant ministries of government. The new investor further informed us that he had no intention whatsoever to evict any person from subdivision A of farm 946.
However, Mulowezi Member of Parliament Rafael Mabenga expressed disappointment with how the situation has unfolded.
The letter written by the chief, which I gave to her here in front of, on the floor of the house, from the city chief of Mwandi, saying that the title was fraudulently obtained because the one who signed the papers is from Southern Province. Now, the land is in Western Province. How can that it be? So that's why we are saying I'm very disappointed because the truth is not being, is not coming out.
And now, business news.
Zambia Tour Operators Association President Patson Chifumbe has challenged the government to ensure that the increase in tourist arrivals translates into tangible revenue gains for the country. This comes in light of President Hakainde Hichilema's announcement that Zambia is targeting to attract 3 million tourists this year. However, Dr. Chifumbe has expressed concern that despite rising tourist numbers, revenue generation in the tourism sector remains low. He has cited last year's figures where Zambia recorded 2.2 million tourist arrivals but only realized 300 million kwacha in revenue, an amount he says is not a significant contribution to the country's gross domestic product GDP.
In the first part about how I've seen a declaration, or rather this coming of a meeting that the State House had with some tourism stakeholders. It's unfortunate for me. I think the people that are advising the president are not doing him any favors. They're not helping him. You know, these things have to tally. We cannot be focusing on the numbers only. We need to also focus on the revenue that is coming out of these figures. For the nation to get excited about the numbers is not enough. What we want is the revenue. We need the economy of this country to get better. So the figure of 3 million sounds good, but look.
We take a break.
With Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-4796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
A storm is brewing in Kenya over the latest proposals to control the sale and consumption of alcohol, including raising the minimum drinking age from 18 to 21. The sweeping proposed rules unveiled on Wednesday include a ban on purchasing alcohol in supermarkets, restaurants, and on public transport. The online sale and home delivery of alcoholic drinks, as well as celebrity endorsements, will be outlawed. The authorities have defended the planned measures as necessary to address substance abuse, especially among the youth. But Kenyans, including those in the alcohol industry, have criticized the proposals as misguided and potentially destructive to the economy. For more on this, and